Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy while you're falling asleep at night. Tonight is Season 5, Episode 20. This is New Boss. This is the first of many major guest appearances on the show. In the past, I think we had... Oh no, we didn't have Ricky yet. Ricky doesn't show up. But that's really, really minor. And, you know, we had Jack Black. We had Jessica Alba as that storyline. But, you know, I would say that at the time, Idris Elba was not nearly the, you know, star that he is today. This is, this episode aired March 19, 2009. So, there's, it's definitely different than having, it was a way different reality for Idris Elba to show up as a character than it would be for Jack Black to have showed up as a character in The Office. Same thing with, you know, Todd Packer. His fame was very different back then. Oh, a lot of those characters. So, Charles Minor, we are here. This one was written by Lee Eisenberg and Gene Stupnitsky. If you see a trend by them writing great episodes, trust your instincts. And then directed by Paul Feig, who at the time was also the, he was like the overall producer of the show. Season 5 was like his baby. And I also note that because that's important going forward. So we're going to get into the episode tonight. I want to make sure everybody has their sleep timer set. Make sure your headphones are safely applied / in use in or a small speaker. And we're going to get into the episode. We start off with Dwight, Michael, and Pam sitting in the conference room. And the point of the meeting is that it is Michael's 15th anniversary at the company with a proposal for a 15-minute proposal and moment of silence. Jim, off in the corner, in his tuxedo, says, "Is it classy enough? We should celebrate with a classy event. This party has to have the excitement, drama, and intrigue of my time here. And classy, yeah. Don't you see what he's doing?" Dwight sent out a memo about the dress code last week. "A string quartet playing classy Cal music." Michael, very influenced. Very influenced by Jim's opinion. Like the opening of a car dealership or Mr. Peanut. That's what makes him classy. "A sculpture shaped like you." The thing about classy is it's a state of mind. Let's try this on for size. An ice sculpture completely surrounded by chocolate covered fruits. Dwight storms out of the conference room. "Not classy. De classe. French. Classy." Didn't I look up one time what that instrument was? I don't remember what it is. Now we have Pam at her computer, and Charles comes in to introduce himself here for Michael Scott. Charles Minor, I hardly know her. I feel like it's always notable that they use, like, Rain in some way. I wonder what the reason is, but this is Sir Charles Minor, the new VP for the Northeast region. And Jim is like, what? Everybody into the break room. I have a surprise for you. Escort our guest in there. Michael says, stall him. I'm going to get the fish. Michael, or Jim says, I thought you would tell me the new boss is coming in today. You look dynamite. Now we have Dwight saying, originally founded in 1866. The surprise is actually in the conference room. Here they go. And he reveals bagels. He turned the bagels into O's, into C's for Charles. Michael says, I met him at corporate. We are digging each other's vibe. And vice versa. The last two people to have this job was Jan and Ryan. Former lover. It's going to be mental. It's going to be mental. Now we have Pam, Meredith, Kelly, and Angela observing how handsome he is. Jim introduces him and says, why are you wearing a tuxedo? There's another salesman who sent out a memo and he singled me out. I just thought I'd mess with him. And Pam is just doing some reactions like, this is not going well, which we can all tell. Anyway, your name is Jim. And then Pam grabs his arm. Pam was like, he just had to do it today. Took 40 minutes to get ready. Accounting. Going up, we have Angela, Kevin, and Oscar. Charles came from accounting as well. Oscar is Latino, just got out of a long-term relationship with a man who broke his heart. It did not affect his job performance. Very proud of him. And then Michael says, this is Angela, our little hellraiser. Slept with a bunch. Andy, ayo. Well, that's good because we came to Kevin. He has no sexual history. All right, Charles is just going to address everybody at one time. You know, tough times. We're going to fight our way through this. Are there going to be layoffs? Michael says, absolutely not. Charles says, we can't make promises. Michael should have communicated last week. You didn't tell them. Cutting 3% across the board. Overtime. Come from the corporate office. Freeze on discretionary. This is the most, I'd say this is the most corporate-y, the office. as ever was. But it also helps to convey the real financial issue that Dunder Mifflin is sitting in. But it also shows, like, Michael was shielding the whole office from everything at corporate. He thrives with a lack of accountability. Michael is thrilled that the new boss is taking responsibilities. David, it was my understanding I was not going to be managed. Why don't we leave that position vacant? This is where it comes from, that quote. That's one of my favorite quotes in the entire show. I thrive with a lack of accountability. Ask Dwight wants to ask him about the party. Oh, if we hire Cirque du Soleil as salaried employees, will that help us with tax stuff? Frozen. No, I'm still here. David, tell Michael they should get to know each other better. What I would like you to do is tell me something you've never told anybody before. What's your wife's name? Beautiful. He's from Steel. No, I worked at a company called Sadakoi Steel. You're not from paper? He just wants a good manager. Here, really, his only point. I don't need to be managed. Jan would mostly come by when she was super horny. Ryan would come by to visit his parents and do laundry. Michael can see directly that his job is about to change bigly. Charles says David wants it this way. Tell him to call me ASAP as possible. Dwight is like, no. Charm them. Here we go. Hey there, gorgeous. My name is Michael Scotch. I wanted to say I have David Wallace's son the trunk of my car. What are you doing? Now Michael hangs up, has to call back. Hi, Stephanie. I just spoke with Michael Scotch. The son's going to be returned. I need to talk to David. And then Charles Minor picks up. Who is this? Was never given a name. Jim working at his desk and he notices Charles is like staring at him through the blind. And he's like, what? And Dwight goes, oh, there's food delivery. Wow. Are you kidding me? On the day I bring in breakfast? I was going to the vending machine to get an egg salad. The office ladies love it. Angela, Meredith, Kelly. You say no parties. seemed a little hypercritical. If you don't like it, there's some leftover bagels. Michael panics, calling David again. David, pick up the phone. Kelly. Kelly's like, should I flirt with him? No one wants to see that. Michael and Kevin. Kevin says, I might need to come this weekend. You have some overtime this weekend? I applaud your initiative, yes. Kevin, this is my branch. You don't ask Charles, me. I say approved. Okay, so we're on the same page. Great. No, seriously. Well, Pam says, oh no. I know Michael by which comedy. The more infantile, the more upset. He just skipped the Ace Ventura talking butt thing. This is bad. And he's like, dude, stop. Now the whole office is shouting at him. Relax, everybody. PPC, let's continue our morning meeting. And you have Pam explaining you'd have a smaller stripper holding a cake and a cupcake. Charles is talking to Phyllis and says, hey, what is the PPC? And she says, they spend hours planning parties. This doesn't seem like a good way to spend company time. How do we come up with great ideas like Jim's? Let me hear it, Jim. What is a two-way petting zoo? You pet them, they pet you back. We have a cake shaped like hay. You're talking about my anniversary party. Here we go. Michael, I'm dissolving this committee. Michael's been here for 15 years. Headline. You've no right to cancel my 15th anniversary party. It is over. I'm going to New York and I am going to talk to David Wallace. I'm sorry to say you're screwed. You're going to be through. Do you even know how paper is made? It's not like steel. You don't put it into a furnace. If you put paper in a furnace, you'd ruin it. He moves a chair on his way out. Oh, hey, Charles. Jim trying to mea culpa with Charles says, look, I think we got off on the wrong foot. Second in command to Michael. At first it was a made up position. At first it was Dwight to make him feel better. Assistant regional manager. Jim's like, no. Do you want to keep this made-up position? All right. Jim says, all right, I'm out of here. This is an interesting period of the show because It's when. Oh, that's right. Is this a meeting you've been in all day? Okay. So now we have Michael in David Wallace's office. Oh, it's an interesting period for Jim because in, I guess it's at the end of this season, he's like, look, I have a mortgage, I have, want to start a family, and so I have to take this job seriously. And so you get this, like, transition period for Jim where he's going from just complete, blow it off. Oh, no, I guess it does happen in the end of the fourth season when, that's fifth season, when he's like, look, I'm going to do something that's crazy, I'm going to try. And he goes to the golf, golf outing, that's right. So we have Charles heading out. Oh, the whole scene we just went over was Michael expressing his frustration to David Wallace. And everybody heads out. Jim says, for my next check, I'll make my career disappear. Phyllis is like, who are you talking to? Kelly is like, I think he left. Move. Hey, Charles. Angela has his scarf. And now they are running and fighting in the parking lot. Charles and Kelly? No. He's a sophisticated man. He doesn't need to go dumpster diving for a relationship. Oh, so now we have Michael very upset. Like, look, it's 15 years. I deserve to be able to come here. He's very upset. Get it. Here's what I'm gonna do. We'll move some money around. I'll personally see to your party. I will be in attendance. It's going to be great. Michael's like, well, I quit. You have no idea how high I can fly. As he walks out, I also love that line. This is what an incredible episode this is. And it just stops, that's it. So we will see you in the next one, which is 2 weeks. Good night, sleep tight.